a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm sitting on something, right?
Yeah.
Are you a loser? Like, do you lose things?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, right? And so do I. I lose things and I'm always finding them. So sometimes if you can't find them, it might be like your phone. It's like, hey, I've lost my phone. Can you call my phone? Yes. Damn, I've left it on silent. And then what do?
You can hear it vibrate. It's fine.
No. Because sometimes you can't hear it vibrate. And also, sometimes you can hear it vibrate, but you don't know what it is. Wouldn't it be better if you could have a little alarm that goes off so loudly you could find where it is?
I guess, yeah.
Exactly. Sure. So here's what you do. You just yell out, hey, Siri, can you help me find my phone? It is going.
Sorry, the internet's bad.
No, it's fine. She's saying, it's nearby. I'm playing a sound, right?
Okay. Did you just have to turn your phone off silent to do that,
no.
though? Hang on.
It happens. My God, I've got my phone.
Okay.
If it's further away from you, she'll say, she actually says, because I just tested it.
Help,
if it's,
I'm far away from you.
You know, she'll say, I'm looking for your phone. And then she's like, hey, it's nearby. And then she plays a little tone. I think because it was in my hand.
Okay.
She's like, it's right here.
It's in your hand, you idiot.
Yeah.
So, sorry. So, you definitely did unclick your phone off silent whilst that was happening. So,
No. I was just checking. I was like, oh, because I needed the sound.
Well, can I? Yeah,
it still happens. No, this is what I'm saying. It happens. I tested it on silent. That's why I got scared because I was like, look, radio, the way radio works, who cares? I know it works on silent. Let me just make sure. Like, oh, my God, I freaked out.
Okay, well, can I just check with my phone? Can I check?
Yes, shut up. Give me your phone. Here. Give me your phone over here. Okay. Now, so you say it.
Hey, Siri, help me find my iPhone. What'd she say?
It's working.
Is it?
Here we go.
My phone's on silent, by the way, God. Okay.
Oh, what's that?
Here comes the noise.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, no, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That isn't a hack or doing a thing. That's a hack.
Yeah.
That's a hack.
There you go.
Good on you.
That's all right.
Sorry, everybody in the car whose phones are going off.
I know. I'm really sorry about that. But it's good to know. You can just yell it out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Oh, Parliament. They're sitting for, what is it, 18 days this year?
Oh, good.
So it's difficult.
It's worth 400K per person.
Yeah, it really is. Good on you. And you think for that amount of money, right, that you would do your best at trying to really milk that and be on your best behaviour constantly, you know?
Well, just sort of just at least show up for those 18 days in a sort of be present state.
Yeah, and be sober. Barnaby Joyce, apparently he was sober during his parliamentary duties, and then afterwards, you know, there's nothing stopping from someone for going for a couple of drinks after work. That's fine. But then, as we know, he fell off a planter box into the street and was on the phone talking to his wife, laying on his back, didn't choose to get up, just laid there. Someone walked past, filmed him, and then now he has given up alcohol for Lent, he says.
Because
the doctors told me, look, I'm on some medication, and the doctors told me, mixing the two.
I'll wait 40 days and then I will start mixing them again.
Yeah, right? Anyway, something else has happened. A Nationals senator by the name of Perrin Davey. She was actually in Parliament and a little bit bizarre. She was at the Senate committee last week and she was doing a bit of a speech and she doesn't seem like she's fully with it, right? You have a listen and see what you think.
I have seen a dramatic change from when once the arts would come in and it would be this is what we're saying, you come prepared, you know exactly the questions I'm going to ask about the regions, and the regions are now a topic of conversation, and I really appreciate the focus, I appreciate the expanded interest.
That sounds like a medical issue.
No, it's not. She is a member of the task force that's creating a tough new alcohol policy for parliamentarians.
Oh, and she's trialling different methods.
Right?
Right. Okay.
Right. So she kept saying, everyone's like, dude, I think you slosh there. And she's like, no, deny. And then she came out to Sky News and said, all right, I had two glasses of red for lunch. But that's, I mean, That was it. What's the matter with two glasses of red?
And just a Marlboro couple, red.
Right? The only thing is as well, people obviously not happy about this. They're like, come on, you can't be pissed in Parliament. I couldn't be pissed on this show. I would get in so much trouble.
You could be both. You have, you well.
No, I couldn't. I would be in so much trouble. The fact that she's part of this task force. And also she's a part of this committee that basically, it's the Australian Spirit Committee, which sounds amazing, right? And basically she goes around to different distilleries and places and makes sure that, you know, that that Australian spirit makers are, you know, they're all taken care of and it's all great. Sounds like an amazing job.
Yeah.
Right? Once she was like, hey, I'm not. This is, what, why are you guys coming at me for? I was just, you know, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with my space. They were like, okay, the Daily Mail has looked into her Facebook profile picture.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Here we go.
Till the other day.
Yeah.
It was a woman sitting in a giant wine glass.
Yes.
Cowering as red wine gets poured.
Amazing. Amazing. Let's change the K-Rock logo. That is now the K-Rock logo. Brilliant.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Everybody got a pen?
Yes.
This is it. Guess the year.
All right, here we go with Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. It's back in 2024 and we are keeping track, aren't we, Cameron Ling?
We certainly are. Score check. Tom's had three, Log's had one, and I'm on a big fat zero.
Oh, tonight. Oh, today is your day.
This is your night. Got to stop singing on the radio. Why does this keep happening?
It's all right. Everyone does it.
Okay. No one does it. Okay, so we're going to play little bits of songs. We'll cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song, because that'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
I've got a pen. Let's do this.
I'm feeling good. Let's go. Question number one.
So I remember taping this.
Oh.
Putting it from a CD to a tape so we could put it on a bus that we were going to school camp on because the bus had a tape player.
You went to some effort. Good on you.
That song ran out. That we listened to the whole song while you were telling that story.
Sorry, I mean, that's the point.
And then I was in a helicopter, and then we rode a motorbike.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was on a gopher.
All right, I'm good.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on.
All right.
Come on, you two.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Wow. Indecision. You're the one with the story.
I know.
3, 2, 1. 1996.
Nine.
You both said nine, I said six. Here we go.
The year was 1999.
Oh, well done, guys. Good on you.
Yes.
Ding.
That sounded real, Tom. Sounded like you almost believed it, what you were saying.
You're almost happy for us.
I know I do. I am.
So competitive. You got me feeling hella good, so let's just keep on dancing. Wingy is giving me the eyes that he doesn't know who this is.
Gwen Stefani?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, look at me. I'm growing as a human.
So this would be a certain era for you then, if you know.
Yeah, that's a good
point. It'd be a sort of, I imagine, sort of a prime Lingy DF style Lammy's arrangement.
Mm. Hitting the dance floor so often.
Standing near the dance floor, looking at it.
Leaning against the bar.
All right, three, 2, 1.
2007.
Oh, okay.
The year was 2002.
Oh, damn, went
closest
way
to
over.
That guy over. That's me.
That's okay, you, Tommy.
Yay.
One
everyone's
each.
On 1 point.
Tiebreaker.
Okay, great. You went way over. That's unlike
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. That's all right.
Okay.
Because you're an audio person.
Yeah.
He's just an audio guy. Excuse me. I never said I was a years guy.
It's just the way my brain works. I just know when I hear it. I just know.
I know the songs from the music. All right? Let's play that game. Wipe your asses.
So
I don't like that. Oh.
Oh,
it's
a hard tough.
One.
Yeah, it is tough.
Oh, damn. It's Mariah.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not even going to get this total guess. Wouldn't have a clue. And I need this for the win.
I'm going, going early.
Okay, I think I'm going way late.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1998.
3.
2, 3, 8. Here we go. Come on, Lewis, for the undercut for the win.
The year was 2006.
Oh, what?
That's, win.
That's me.
Hey.
It's
the winner. Yes. He's on the board.
One for me.
Well hey, done.
Yes.
Tom's is, very happy.
I am. Oh, good. It's nice to see it. Like, otherwise, it's boring. If someone wins the whole time.
It's so heartfelt.
It's so heartfelt and such a lie.
All right. Guess the year returns next Tuesday. Quick correction.
He's still a bit disappointed that he got this wrong.
I know.
No, I feel like I could sort of lodge a protest because a bit of misdirection by Loggy. Oh, that's Mariah Carey.
Can I just say... Number one, that's not what happened. I asked you, I said, is this Mariah Carey?
I don't remember that happening.
And you went, yeah. No. And the other thing is, you do that to Lingy all the time.
I do not remember You're like, that happening either.
Oh, this is Avril Lavigne.
Yes, and it was Taylor Swift. That was last week.
It's never happened. I certainly don't recall
so
that
soon as I, as soon as we found out that it's actually...
The Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat Dolls. Mm. The first thing that come out of Tom's mouth was, oh, well, that's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can lodge a protest. Yeah. You're not it's much of an audio guy, though, are you?
No, I'm not an audio guy.
Lingy, it was
way,
me and you against
him.
That's
the way my brain works.
And now you are such a person that goes place to place.
What?
What?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Reading the paper and I noticed this article and I just wanted to bring it to both of your attention. It's about pets and we've all got our different pets. I know Wombie's a star of this show.
He is.
Log.
Bless him.
People choose to have different sorts of pets from little budgerigars to...
Fish
that's to, yep, to possums in the backyard.
Oh, Miss Poss.
Miss Poss, exactly right.
The
well,
Brulee.
No, she doesn't have the Brulee.
You came in on, what was it, yesterday? Like, ah, oh, bloody Marchie's got me on the weekend.
Yes.
Nah, it's Brulee.
No, it's not.
Miss Poss. this is a local guy, this one. Has just sent out a bit of a warning to pet owners not to be complacent because his pet cuddles. Ended up landing him in hospital, unfortunately.
Oh, goodness.
Cuddles.
Cuddles, yeah. So what comes to mind when I say
something fluffy.
Cuddles?
If it's cuddles, it's fluffy.
Yeah.
Big fluffy dog.
Big fluffy dog. Yeah. Maybe like a big ginger cat, like big fluffy something like
cuddles.
That. No. Cuddles is a coastal taipan.
Oh.
The world's... The world's most venomous snake,
what?
According
Hang
to
on.
Research.
Right,
what?
I've got to Google this. Not,
yeah, I want to see
it. Taipan.
Coastal taipan.
Oh, okay, yes. So they're brown and they...
Are deadly.
Well, they don't look, you know, they're beautiful.
Oh, they might
they're
look beautiful.
But they, they look like they know what they're doing.
Oh, they're not a fancy looking snake though, are they? They're just sort of a brown snake.
Just a brown snake. They're not one of those cool green ones.
And can I repeat, the world's... Most venomous snake.
And that's why anyone who has one of these as a pet, that's why they haven't. So they can tell people, I've got the world's most venomous snake as
in
a
my
pet.
Backyard,
I'm
yeah.
a massive hero.
Yeah.
Now, Jack Rabbit Restaurant down on the Bellarine Peninsula, the head chef there, his name's Callan. I hope he doesn't mind me talking about him on air, but he was in the newspaper. He does have an impressive collection of pets, including an array of snakes and a crocodile as well.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he lives on a very nice
property. Well, I hope he does.
And hopefully it's all legal.
Yes.
Because we've just told everyone everything.
Yep, it's in print and now it's on air. But he had an incident with Cuddles, what a name,
Cuddles.
For the most venomous snake in the world, 4 years ago. He got a little bit complacent. He usually removes Cuddles from the cage and then does a clean of the where it lives and then puts Cuddles back in.
Mm.
But because he thought, oh, it's okay. I know the snake quite well. I just thought once he's hiding up the other end, he'll be fine. He's pretty chilled. Again, it's a coastal taipan, the world's most venomous snake. He decided to leave Cuddles in the enclosure while he cleaned the enclosure.
Because he was doing a man clean. He's like, that's fine. You just leave it there. I don't have to lift him up and clean underneath it. I'll just clean around it.
Yeah, just clean around it. Hey, it works.
I know you both. You're both looking at me like, what's the problem?
Yeah, that is a bit.
I have to lift the toaster?
What point are you trying to make? He Cuddles saw his hand as food, gave it a bite. 4 years later, has spent an incredible amount of time in intensive care.
What?
Not 4 years worth in intensive care.
Oh, my God.
No. Spent a week in intensive care, but has had serious health repercussions.
Oh, man.
Post that. Again, that's what happens when the world's most venomous snake bites you.
Yes.
That's on you.
You invited that into your house.
Yes.
You probably paid money for it.
Correct.
Paid
and you
for
left,
the privilege.
Left it sitting there while you decided to clean around it. Mm. Sorry, Kellen, I can't back you up on this one, mate.
Do you know what probably did? He was probably vacuuming and he probably wasn't doing a boy. He probably actually went to pick it up and lift it and his vacuum underneath and it's gone bang.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.